Dr. Sean Riley of Tulsa Spine and Rehab again is with us. Welcome, Dr. Riley.
Hey there, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing very well. When you work with a patient, do you ever look for other means of treatments? Do you ever go to any of your colleagues for help or anything like that?
Sure. That's what we pride ourselves on here at Tulsa Spine and Rehab. We are a multi-specialty clinic, you know, offering chiropractic physical therapy, yoga, massage therapy, and other services and so forth. So I think it's really important that you you work with a team. And, you know, let's just talk about conservative types of care. And when I say conservative, you know, we're speaking to non-surgical types of cases where you wouldn't need to see necessarily an orthopedic surgeon, a neurosurgeon, some things like that. So, you know, generalized neck pain, back, low back pain, some things like that. You know, we want to figure out, obviously, you know, I go back to this, what's the problem? You know, what forms of treatment or therapies will be best suited for that problem, and then getting other people involved. I'm a big fan of, you know, doing something really, really good and then getting other people on your team that are, you know, do things equally as well as you do to treat that person as a whole. And it's been a really, really, we've had a really, a lot of good response related to that because patients are receiving various different, you know, treatments from, you know, all these different providers that specialize in different things, and the outcomes are so much better. So once, you know, we develop that plan and we thought, you know, chiropractic might help increase mobility in a stuck joint, and physical therapy might, you know, we can work on stabilizing the structure or work on strength, and then maybe get a massage therapist involved in the soft tissues, or maybe they would be a good candidate for yoga. Something I've really been looking into quite a bit is I've done a lot of research, acupuncture. There's a lot of, you know, good research out there showing that the effectiveness of acupuncture. I think that's another conservative option that folks can look into. Exercise, you know, we talk about it all the time, that the importance of exercising, being under the, you know, the supervision of, you know, a trainer or someone that knows what they're doing, where they can, you know, train you in a controlled environment. I think those are some really important things as well. You know, and then we can get into, we work with a lot of pain management physicians, and epidural steroid injections are a good first conservative, you know, first line of treatment for inflammatory, you know, cases and so forth. So I think that's another good, you know, option. And then, you know, your primary care physician, your internal medicine, you know, medications are a good conservative treatment option as well.
This kind of goes back to that old theory that it takes a village, doesn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, I'm like I said, the more people that you can get on your team that are able to communicate clearly and openly with one another to benefit the patient, you know, I think that's the future of, you know, kind of our healthcare. I think that patients will respond to that. They like that. They feel like they're, you know, being taken care of kind of more in that whole body, kind of whole person. And it's just like, you know, we kind of the silly analogy of a toolbox. We have a lot of different tools. You know, with me, you know, everything is not going to look like a nail and I'm a hammer. So if we've got screwdrivers and wrenches and saws and all that stuff, I think it's going to treat the patients more efficiently and effectively.
How is the, I don't know, how does the working environment work? How do you give and take and decide who treats whom?
Well, that's a good question. I think that, you know, a lot of times patients will come in and we'll properly assess them and we check our egos at the door and we're here for the patient. And so, you know, we try to figure out, okay, if chiropractic is indicated, okay, what specifically do we need to be doing and what can it be, who else can get involved with the care of that patient along with chiropractic? So as a chiropractor, my kind of, you know, my specialty or where I excel is through joint mobilization or soft tissue mobilization. I really excel in mobilizing structures, whether it's joint, muscle, increasing flexibility, resetting motor patterns and so forth. And then, you know, Ryan Smith and our other physical therapy, Holly Thompson, they're really good at strength and stabilization in a lot of other different conditions. So, you know, we have quite a few advantages, I feel like, because we're able to offer multiple different service lines with a patient with an open line of communication.
Sure, that sounds good. It sounds like a great way to approach it.
Yeah, and like I said, I think that's kind of the way healthcare is trending, and, you know, people will hopefully start communicating openly with one another to take care of these patients more efficiently and effectively.
Dr. Sean Riley of Tulsa Spine and Rehab has been our guest. Thank you, Dr. Riley.
Thank you, Rick.